Let's be honest. Have you ever said or thought, "I can't afford that"? If so, you may want to take a closer look at just how much you believe you create your own reality. Even those of us who have spent hours working with life coaches, attended hundreds of personal growth seminars, and logged a lot of time on meditation cushions can't claim perfection when it comes to those little voices in our heads. The second step to changing your reality around money is a simple one: becoming aware of your thoughts about money. Why? Because our thoughts create our beliefs, and our beliefs create our actions, and our actions create our reality. And where do those thoughts come from? They come from everywhere. The media, our parents, the kid in second grade who called us fat or stupid, and our own not-so-friendly minds. If we don't pay attention to those thoughts that are creating our beliefs, our actions, and, ultimately, our reality, we're not actually in charge of our lives. As I traveled around the country presenting the Women and Wealth workshops, I heard a lot of the same things when we talked about what we were told about money when we were growing up. Some of the common ones were, "You can fall in love with a rich man as easily as you can fall in love with a poor one." Or, "Money doesn't grow on trees." And of course, the old favorite, "We can't afford that." What I love about this step is that it's incredibly simple. Become aware. You can do that. You don't have to give your retirement plan an overhaul or draw up a genius spending plan. For today, for right now, you simply become aware of the thoughts that are running your financial life. Jeanine Roth, who wrote the book Women, Food, and God, wrote, "The only people who don't have insane relationships with money are those who are willing to examine their insane relationships with money." Genius. And oh so true. So, let's put on our detective caps and let the awareness roll. Start to listen to, identify, and decode the voices in your head regarding money. Listen to your repetitive thoughts about money. Write down what you heard people say about money when you were growing up. Begin to notice how often you say these exact same things.